energy go!
In St. Pete today, students and environmental groups held a memorial service and rally to mark the one-month anniversary of the BP oil disaster that continues to spew oil in the Gulf of Mexico. Andrew Bell, clergyman of the United Methodist Church, said a few words before reading off the names of the 11 workers who were lost when the Deepwater Horizon oil platform exploded 1 month ago in the Gulf.
We have been warned over and over again that we are to be stewards of this planet that we live on. We are not here to consume, to ravage, to devastate this planet.
One of the organizers of the event, Kate Melges of Greenpeace, explained what her group is doing in the wake of the BP disaster.
Greenpeace has a team on the ground in Louisiana, and they are there to bear witness of the destruction of the oil on the Gulf. And we are mobilizing communities. We're mobilizing to hold BP and other corporate polluters accountable and to demand solutions from Congress and to bear witness to the environmental destruction unfolding on. And we're documenting the disaster from the air, the sea, and the ground. And we brought some scientists down with decades of experience studying the oil spills and other experts to provide analyses of the environmental impacts of the drilling disaster.
Melges also stated that she would like to see all offshore drilling in the Gulf come to an end.
I would like to see Congress and senators place a permanent ban on all offshore drilling. I think that that's something that needs to be done. And hopefully this will be a wake-up call, and this will be, you know, as tragic as this event is, hopefully it'll be a step in the right direction for our senators and Congress to get out of the pockets of big oil.
USF student Daniel Gardness echoed those sentiments.
It's showing us that we cannot be just using oil all the time for all of our solutions. We need a more diversified energy economy. We need to be able to use like wind, solar, nuclear, like a combination of multiple different energy sources so that our country can, so we can handle any kinds of energy shortages in the future. Because ultimately what has happened is that people are seeing like just the pure dangerous effects of oil about offshore drilling. So now we need to make the long trek back more toward using other types of energy sources.
Dan Cannon of the Southern Energy Network says that student groups and youth in general are on the front lines of the clean energy movement.
Working within this movement with youth all across Florida, I know I work with hundreds of youth across Florida, we're actually pretty loud. I know we're out there hitting the streets, sitting down, meeting with Senator Lemieux and Senator Nelson. We're out there rallying in Washington daily, and we primarily put on a lot of these events, and we're actually usually some of the best people who turn out for these type of events. So I think our generation is very aware. We're very educated, and we're very nonpartisan. We just know that this is an issue. It doesn't matter if you're Republican, Independent, Democrat. Clean energy future is what America needs. It's what we need to invest in, and I think our generation really understands that.
The Crude Awakening rally in St. Pete was one of several dozen taking place across the country this week. Organizer Kira Verrera says that there are more actions planned next month.
We have a national event coming up June 26th, and we have a Facebook events page for Pinellas, and we'll be organizing probably at least 13 beaches on June 26th at noon.
Clean energy now!
From St. Pete, this is Kelly Benjamin.